I'm just going to read one text. It's about the German American pop duo, 80s pop duo, Milli Vanilli.
Yes.
And it's untitled. The Guidonian Hand. I first heard the term at a German beer garden in Los Angeles where I was hanging out with a composer. He said the phrase Guidonian Hand and looked at his hand, the palm of his hand. I thought it was a kung fu move. I don't remember our conversation or the reason he said the phrase. I only remember the phrase. I remember it because I didn't know it. For a long time, when I heard something I didn't know, I wouldn't say anything. I was silent. I would not say, "What is that?" I assumed I should know that. You should know better. That's part of it. At some point, I realized that I knew nothing. Anyone educated in overcrowded public schools will understand this. Anyone who has been homeschooled, anyone too stoned to pay attention in school, anyone for any reason outside the normal order. What is that? That's part of it. The Guidonian Hand was formalized but not invented by Guido of Arezzo, a 10th century monk, music theorist, creator of modern musical notation. I was in Arezzo in 2010 as a tourist and there again last week on Google Maps Street View. When I was there the first time, I hadn't heard of Guido of Arezzo. I heard about him a year later in Los Angeles from a composer. I was silent. I might have nodded my head. Then I went home and looked it up on Wikipedia. It is awkward to pretend to know something that you don't know. It is also work. It is even more awkward to pretend that you are not pretending to know something that you don't know. It's also exhausting. But perhaps pretending that you are not pretending to know something you don't know is better than pretending you know something you don't really know. Smarter also than knowing something. I think about that a lot. What do I know? Guido of Arezzo also invented solfège, do, re, mi. That's the sound of music. Zizek says the von Trapp family is a perfect metaphor for the figure of Joseph Fritzl. Fritzl was the Austrian father who kept his daughter in a secret basement, raped her repeatedly, had 7 children with her, claimed he was protecting her from the evil outside world like any good father would, while his wife, her mother, was upstairs the whole time, unaware that her daughter was in an underground windowless chamber in the basement. He did it out of love. He cared for her. He brought her flowers. This went on for 24 years. Neighbors had suspicions. The police, the mother, they turned a blind eye. She was 42 when she escaped with her children. The story is even more horrifying than that. You can look it up on Wikipedia. Anyone for any reason outside the normal order. But that's Zizek's point. It was the normal order. At some point, I realized that I know next to nothing, and so I tried to learn everything. This is precisely the moment I began pretending I was not pretending to know something I didn't know. I look at my hand next to nothing. What is that? Do, re, mi. The Guidonian Hand is basically a cheat sheet. It was created as a mnemonic device for monks to remember their chants. Before the invention of notation, singers simply learned music by ear, memorizing the song of another singer. Listen and repeat. Listen and repeat. I only remember the phrase. I was silent. That's the sound of music. I think about that a lot. Sigibert of Gombloux in his 12th century Chronica writes that Guido set the 6 syllables to 6 notes out on the joints of the fingers of the left hand throughout the diapason, so that their upward and downward accents and descents would impress themselves on the eyes and ears. The open left hand offers a background, a grid of places, lines which determine the order and upon which the image or mark of the object to be remembered can be placed. Oral phenomena is represented visually, spatially. Various pitches are fixed in the background, on either the fingertips and joints or the lines and spaces on the hand. They move up and down the lines of the fingers, a scale. Tones and semitones are indicated by syllables. I look at my hand. You can look it up on Wikipedia. I might have nodded my head. Listen and repeat, but that's Zizek's point. The von Trapps lived in a secluded mansion with multiple generations, multiple children, all ruled over by a disciplinarian father who in turn protects them from the evil outside world. The Nazis, a deer, a female deer. If there's anything Austrian about Fritzl, it's that Western pop culture produces kitschy, mythic versions of its own culture that make Austrian horror stories make total sense. The symbolic depiction precedes the fact it depicts. Me, a name I call myself. next to nothing. They turned a blind eye. This is an interesting phrase. How does one turn a blind eye? You can look it up on Wikipedia. To knowingly refuse to acknowledge something which you know to be real. What is that? We turn an eye that is blind toward what we've already seen with our good eye so that we can no longer see it. This is one way to pretend that you don't know that you know something. Listen and repeat. This is the inverse of pretending not to pretend that you know something that you don't know. He said the phrase Guidonian hand. Oral phenomena is represented visually. Inverse or converse? That's the sound of music. Last week, I wanted to recommend a restaurant in Arezzo to a friend, but I couldn't remember the name, although I remembered where I was, so I retraced my steps through the city via Google Maps Street View. I mean, I'd used it before, but not like that, not retracing my own two-year-old movements through the streets of a medieval city. The visual experience is not one of moving forward, but of being sucked forward, being dragged. You click on a spot ahead and then you lunge, or the periphery blurs, which creates the illusion of a lunge, or of being sucked. Lunge or suck, listen and repeat. A drop of shining sun. It is also exhausting, a scale. I have a friend who invited Zizek to give a lecture, and she watched him inhale a mound of cocaine beforehand. Suddenly, his tics, his constant but erratic body movements, pulling his shirt, touching his nose, punctuation, and another friend who burns, who sucks down Ritalin to write, who smokes cigarettes and sucks down coffee, who writes page after page, who burns, who pushes her body beyond her body in order to be smarter, write more, faster. I rub testo gel on my testes. Who burns? It's a kind of violence. I think about that a lot. Who burns? That's the sound of music. The creepy thing about Street View is all the pedestrians captured unaware, their bodies, postures. I always think I'll see someone I know, but all the faces are blurred. That's the creepy thing, all these bodies with their erased faces, oral phenomena represented visually, various pitches fixed on the background. It's a kind of violence. Who burns? Auden popping methamphetamines in order to write more, burn anyone for anyone outside the normal order. A camera moving through the streets. You should know better. Their bodies, their postures. Who burns? Who has the privilege to burn? Who has the privilege to burn alone? Who burns to acknowledge they do not burn alone? I think about that a lot. Their bodies, their postures, lunge or suck, a writing system or a system of writing. I thought it was a kung fu move. Graphed morphemes, syllables, ascending the scales, descending. The hand, the first mnemonic device, the first background, wax, tablet, paper, papyrus, screen. Who burns? So I retrace my steps. That's the sound of music. I did it on my iPhone, which fits perfectly into my hand. The German word for cell phone, handy. You can click on a different view. It's a kind of violence, a drop of shining sun. They turned a blind eye. I keep thinking I'll see someone I know, their body, their posture, who burns to acknowledge they don't burn alone. Listen and repeat, but all the faces are blurred. I might have nodded my head. Thanks.